When I was growing up, I was always told that I was too much to handle. I was too loud, too opinionated, too demanding, just plain too much. Now, as an adult, I celebrate these qualities within myself and within the women I know. This is a call to action. This is a space to own your too muchness. This is too much to handle.
Hello, hello, Hannah Cranston here, and I am back with another solo episode. I am so excited to record this episode right now because it is about something that I am very passionate about, and because one of you actually inspired this episode. So one of you guys asked me on my Instagram how you can gain your confidence back after a breakup. So this episode is all about being more confident, gaining confidence, more generally, but it can apply to if you're going through something like a breakup, like losing a job, like struggling with your family, any sort of life event that can take a wrecking ball to your confidence. We all have that sort of foundational confidence, self-worth, and sometimes things can happen in our life that threaten that, like a breakup. But this is for anybody who wants to be a little bit more confident and wants some tangible tips to doing so. So I'm going to give you three tips that can help you increase your confidence in life, give you your groove back, or give you your groove in the first place. But first, I want to give a shout out to our reviewer of the week, Vegan Fegan, who says, Hannah is a wonderful host and provides a relaxed and suave opinion on all things life, work, and relationship related. Great content and an awesome listen. Thanks, Hannah. Well, thank you, Vegan Fegan, for listening. I love the suave compliment. I don't know how suave this episode will be, but I hope that you enjoy it. So let's get right to it, because I know if you are listening to this, you can't waste any more time in gaining some of that confidence back, feeling better about yourself, and knowing your self-worth. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about is scrub your social. Scrub it. The thing is we feed our brains every day, which I'm going to get into a little bit later in the podcast. But we are feeding our brains every single day with images and commentary and media that tells us that we are not good enough. Right? You are looking at fitness influencers. You are looking at people who only talk about how great their life is and don't talk about the negatives or the actual life things that they are going through, right? Society is literally telling you at every single turn that you should feel like shit about yourself, right? The beauty industry, the fitness industry, models, TV shows, billboards, ads. Because if you feel like shit about yourself, then what are you going to do? You're going to go out and buy something to make yourself feel better, right? So if you scrub your social and you block out anybody who makes you feel bad about yourself or any brands that make you feel bad about yourself, you are removing those visuals, you are removing those messages from your brain, and you are going to start following things that make you happier and make you feel better about yourself. But why would you follow something that makes you feel like shit about yourself, right? We forget what we view and what we consume has such a huge impact on how we view ourselves. I know for me, I had to unfollow a ton of fitness influencers on Instagram because it was making me feel icky. And don't get me wrong, I'm very confident about my body. I'm very confident about myself. But this was really challenging that because it was sending me a message that I was not good enough. And everybody listening to this right now is good enough. Trust me of that. But when you hear these messages, right, in just like our capitalistic culture, that we're not good enough and that you need to attain this sort of physique, you need to look like this, you need to have this sort of job and this salary, it can really challenge how we feel about ourselves and challenge notions of self-worth. So that is the number one thing I want you to do, like, today. Scrub your social media. Maybe take a look at the TV that you're watching if that's making you feel bad. Anything where you're consuming media, I want you to take a hard look at it and see if it is conducive to living a confident life. Now, the second thing that I want to give you guys as a tip to feeling more confident, and some people don't like this tip, it's controversial, but it's worked for me, and so I know it can work for some of you. Fake it till you make it. Now, some people use the terminology about developing an alter ego, whatever it is, I do not care. But acting like someone who is confident will trick your body into thinking you are confident, okay? Your brain does not know the difference between what is fake and what is reality. So why wouldn't you feed it notions that you want to become your reality, right? So acting like someone who is confident, making eye contact with people, standing taller, maybe having positive self-talk, right? Somebody who is confident isn't always telling themselves that they look like, you know, a flabby piece of shit. You know, they are saying that they love their body. They're saying they love their circumstance. That doesn't mean that you have to be stuck in those circumstances, in those situations, in your current state. But you can love where you're at. You can love the present and still want something else, right? And I think in that same vein, you can really hack your system, right? So if there's something that you know makes you feel more confident, right? Maybe it's a lipstick. Maybe it's an outfit. Maybe it's hot lingerie. Maybe you just wear it for yourself. I don't know your life. But maybe it's doing a particular activity. Do it more. If these things make you confident and you know that there's this little thing that, this barrette that you put in your hair or whatever that makes you feel on top of the world, do that all the time. Make the barrette your thing. I know for me, weightlifting makes me feel really confident, and I was not doing it for a while and I realized that my confidence was taking a dip. So I got back into weightlifting and I'm going to the gym, you know, 5 times a week. And, you know, I don't know what the terminology is, like getting my soul on, whatever it is, I don't know. But it just makes me feel really good. So I've started doing it more and more to basically reinforce those feelings of confidence. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that I have a new job that has me traveling a lot all around the country and working my little butt off. I was so excited when I got home from all my travels to find my FabFitFun post-spring editor's box. It had all of the amazing things I needed to feel better with and more at home with. So they had this great renewing eye cream from Murad, which, let me just tell you, with all the lack of sleep and travel, I needed some brightening, some depuffing, some getting rid of baggage magic, and this was just the trick. It also had a Tarte H2O lotion, which I am currently obsessed with, and these Diff Cruise sunglasses. So just in case I forget the eye cream that day, I can cover up the baggage that way. I am so in love with my box, and I was enjoying all of the different gifts that FabFitFun sent me. And then I realized that I had forgotten, through all of my travels and all of my work, to get my mom a Mother's Day gift. And that's when the light bulb went off. Obviously, she needs one of these too. Why would I get her flowers when I could give her a box with full-size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. It totally takes the guesswork out of gift giving because there are so many different options to have that she'll be happy no matter what. It's a gift that your mom is guaranteed to love. It's basically 12 gifts for the price of one. So major win for you and major win for mom. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200 plus in retail value. So this is your one-way ticket to becoming mom's favorite kid. You heard it from me first, guys. This is it. This is what you need. So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out, so you need to do it now. Use my code TOOMUCH to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TOOMUCH to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. What a steal. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TOOMUCH to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box today. I also think pep talks are a really great way to fake it till you make it. Tell yourself how awesome you are. Look yourself in the mirror. Write yourself affirmations on the mirror so that when you look at yourself, you tell yourself those things. I used to do this before dates. When I would drive to a date, I would look at myself in the little mirror in the car and the rear view mirror, I guess is the terminology. I preferred little mirror in the car. I promise you that I passed my driver's test. But I would look at myself in the mirror in the car and I would say, like, he is so lucky to be going out with you. You are smart. You are beautiful. You are strong. You are funny. You are a great conversationalist. I would say all these things that I wanted to embody on this date. Because if you tell yourself those things and you say you are, that becomes a part of your identity, right? When you say, I am a piece of shit, that becomes a part of your identity, right? If you're saying, I am fat, I am stupid, I am failing at life, failing at adulting, that becomes a part of your identity because you're saying, I am. And what your brain is hearing is that you are that. Your brain is listening. So why wouldn't you tell your brain how great you are and how confident you are? Tell your brain, I am a confident, badass bitch, right? So thinking about how a confident person would act and then doing those things, even if sometimes they feel a little awkward for you, can actually trick your body and trick your mind into becoming more confident. Now, there are some other ways that you can do this, which brings me to my third and final trick to being more confident, is practicing your three H's every day. Now, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know that the three H's are sort of what I live by. So the three H's being head, heart, and habit. And I truly believe that if you fulfill the needs of every one of these categories every day, you can have a confident day and lead a confident life. So let's walk through each one of these. So taking care of your head, all right? Feeding your brain information and aspects about your life that you want to embody, but also that make you feel more empowered, right? Like, how confident do you feel when you know something, right? When you're in that meeting and you know something more than the other members in that meeting, or when you're really informed and aware about what's going on in the world and you can have a conversation at a dinner party, you can have a conversation at the bar and, you know, display your knowledge in that way. How awesome does that make you feel, right? So read the news, read books, fill your brain with information that makes you feel empowered. there's a quote, and I do not know who said it originally, but it says, your attention is your intention, right? Your attention is your intention. So what is your intention, right? Think about some of the useless crap that we watch and the attention that we pay to it, right? That is what is going to become our intention, right? Now, do not get me wrong here, guys. I love Real Housewives, but I keep it well-rounded. I don't start my day with Real Housewives. I start my day reading the news. I start my day with my gratitude journals, right? So that I'm filling my brain with positive things, things that make me feel empowered, things that make me feel good, things that are a part of my intention for the day so that I can live my confident day out, right? And I know I mentioned gratitude. Gratitude goes in the head category as well, right? Because do we want to fill our life, our minds with how much we don't have? How much our lives suck, right? If that's where your focus is internally, that is what is going to come across externally too. Now, as I've mentioned on my Instagram, I've been struggling with confidence and self-worth recently as well. I think it's totally human to do that. And I was trying to figure out what happened. Where did my confidence go? And I realized that I had stopped writing in my gratitude journal every morning. Because my gratitude journal is something that's always grounded me. I've did an episode you can listen to about how to build a successful morning routine. And it's something where I've always sort of set my intentions out for the day. Talked about the things that I'm grateful for. I do a whole list of I ams so that I am feeding my brain with my identity that I want to embody, right? And so starting your day with that and including that as part of your routine, if you want to do it at night, that's fine too. You are focusing your attention to what you intend it to be, right? So confidence. So if you're watching TV or a movie that makes you feel bad about yourself, like you're not achieving enough, that is what you are feeding your brain to work with. And then it's going to think that it's not enough and your confidence is going to take a huge hit. The next H is heart. So I don't know about you, but have you ever had those days when you're doing things for literally everyone else but you, right? Now, don't get me wrong. Doing things for others is great and can feel great too. But I'm talking about doing those things for people in your life and at work at the expense of you and your mental state. It feels like crap, right? It makes you resentful and it can make you a miserable asshole. Nobody wants to be around a miserable asshole. Not even yourself. You don't even want to be around a miserable asshole, even when it's you. Now, how are you going to be confident if even if you don't want to be around you? So you have to do something every day that makes your heart happy, that speaks to your soul, that takes care of you, right? And I know that making your heart happy sounds super woo woo woo, but we all know that feeling in our chest, right? When you're doing something that truly elates you, that brings you joy, right? Insert that into your life. Because if you were not filling your days and your time and your heart with joy, you're going to be angry a lot. And when you're angry, it's really hard to be confident because that is the emotion that is blocking all other emotions. Because that is one of those sort of innate emotions that is in, you know, our brainstem from way back in the day through evolution, and that really blocks a lot of higher feelings, like higher emotional feelings, like confidence, like feeling achievement. And so you don't want to block that firing line in your brain. So you have to do something that makes you happy. And for me, that's spending time with my dog. You know, and I love my boyfriend to death, but there's something about playing with Tuck, cuddling him or even just watching him having the time of his life at the dog park that makes me so fucking happy. Honestly, I could be having the worst day ever, and the second that I'm grabbing his squishy face, I'm back on track. Now, this is going to be different for everybody, right? It could be listening to your favorite music. It could be taking a bath. It could be hanging out with friends. Maybe this is where your binge watching of Real Housewives comes into play. Maybe it makes your heart really happy to watch Bravo. I don't know. Whatever it is, do it every day. Figure out what makes your heart happy. Make a list. Make a list of the things that you think truly bring you joy. Maybe it's a fancy latte. This isn't great financial advice, but go out and buy that fancy latte a few times a week. You know, go take your dog to the dog park. If you need to go to the beach, be in nature. Whatever it is that brings you joy, make sure you're doing something every day that does that. Now, it doesn't have to be the same thing every day, right? Maybe you don't want to buy that fancy latte every day. But if you're doing something every single day that makes you happy, you will feel more fulfilled. And when you feel more fulfilled, you're able to feel more confident because you're feeling like your life is on the right track, right? And we all know that feeling of feeling like our lives are not on the right track. And that's a big part of confidence, feeling like the way we look, our bodies, our job, our salary is not on the right track. And feeling fulfilled in your day by adding in these simple little things that make your heart happy can make you feel like you are on the right track, because you are on the right track. You truly are on the right track. Everything you are going through right now, whatever it may be, is setting you up for so much success in the future. And if you're able to take a step back and through whatever hardship you're going through, take time out for you, you will remind yourself of that. You will remind yourself that success just lies a bit ahead. Now, the last H is habits. And these are really about reinforcing healthy habits. Because do you feel confident when you eat a bunch of crap and don't move your body at all? Now, maybe it makes your heart happy. And believe me that I have those days, nights, weeks where I make my heart happy by eating all the crap and laying on the couch. But it doesn't make me feel confident, those actions alone, right? Because engaging in healthy habits where you feel like you're taking care of yourself shows yourself and the world that they should take care of you, right? Now, motivational speakers and people on Instagram are always talking about know your self-worth. But if you don't treat yourself like you're worthy, then how is anyone else going to, right? You can know your self-worth all you want, but if you're not walking the walk, nobody else is going to respond that way to you. Now, you have to show yourself that you're worth every single cent and you're worth all the respect in the world so that other people will. And the way that you do that is by taking care of yourself. Now, think about a car, right? Like a really nice car. This is not my expertise, so I'm sure people will correct me that I've picked the wrong car. But let's just say for the sake of this metaphor, that car is a Ferrari, right? That's a car that's worth a lot. Now, people with Ferraris give it premium gas. They wash it. They get it detailed, right? They take care of it. But if someone with a Ferrari gave it unleaded and let people draw pics of dicks in the accumulated dirt on the window and the bumpers were all beat up, that car's no longer worth as much as it was before. And people, when they see the car, aren't going to see it as of nice of a car, right? So treat yourself like that car. Feed yourself the right gas, the right fuel. You know, take care of the way that you appear to the outside world. And I'm not saying that means you need to do your hair, it means you need to do your makeup, that means you need to get your nails done. I'm not saying any of that. But I think taking care of your appearance, whether that be through hygiene or just doing something for your appearance that makes you feel confident, shows your own attention to your worth to the outside world, and that communicates that to others, right? And when it becomes this sort of cycle, right? You communicate your own self-worth and confidence to others. They see that, and then they treat you like somebody who is confident and has a lot of self-worth. And so it just becomes this circle where you get even more and more confident and feel better and better because you are taking that first step to take care of within, how you feel about you within. So now, healthy habits don't only have to be about eating or working out, which is another thing that, you know, I think we all do, and nobody works out and then says, damn, I wish I didn't do that. Wow, that was a waste of time. Nobody does that, right? You always, always, always feel better after a workout. So, like I said, healthy habits include these things like working out, like eating well and treating your body well. But it can also include some of the other things that we were talking about that I referenced at the top of this episode, like positive self-talk or gratitude. Gratitude is a two for one. You get head and habits, right? Making time for friends, another one. That's heart and habits. So you can really double these up if you are strategic about it. Save time while also saving yourself from feeling like shit, right? Healthy habits is really about doing things regularly to take care of yourself and remind yourself that you are a badass bitch. Because you are a badass bitch. Even the dudes who are listening, you can be badass bitches too. It's like big dick energy, but even better, right? You guys, you have to know it and you have to feel it, but it has to come from within. You're not going to get confident by achieving anything. That is such a misperception in society, right? Losing those 5 pounds, putting more makeup on, earning a degree, those things are not going to make you feel more confident. It has to become part of you. It has to come from within first. And then when you have that within you, you have the tools to achieve so much in life. No fitness plan, no diet plan will work if you keep telling yourself you're a piece of shit. Because that is what you are going to embody and that is what you are going to put out into the world. But if you have the confidence from within and you tell yourself what you know to be true deep down, that you're a badass bitch and you're hot AF, then you will be so pleasantly surprised when all of your fitness and diet goals are achieved. Trust me on this. It is amazing what happens when you start this from inside and you plant these seeds in your body, mind, and soul before, you know, embarking on these more sort of like physical achievements that encompassing any sort of career goals that you want. It has to come with it from within first. And that will then even make you more confident, right? When you start it within and then you start to see it working. And you start to really see your reality reflecting what's coming from inside. So I want you guys to try this, right? I want you to go out and think about these three different tips and tell me how you incorporate that three H's of head, heart, and habit into your daily routine. DM me at Hannah Cranston. Send me more questions. Let me know the kind of pep talk that you gave yourself in the mirror. I want to hear all of this from you guys because you deserve to know how fucking fantastic you are. The only person that you have to convince is yourself. So that is all for today. I hope this was helpful. If you have more questions that you want me to answer on the pod, please, again, send them to me on Instagram and Twitter at Hannah Cranston. And please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. Also, please rate and review this podcast. I'll be giving shout outs and reading some of your comments every week. So be sure to do that. And just a reminder, we'll be coming at you every Wednesday. So buckle up because it's going to be too much to handle. See you next week.